President Trump is in Florida today visiting communities devastated by Hurricane Michael. And one of the worst hit places is Panama City, where Brittany Cole and her family lost their home to heavy winds and flooding. They're now staying with relatives while they figure out what to do next. Brittany, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Well, how are you and your family holding up?
There are moments that that we just break down. I mean, we have been given so many things by so many people and offered support and all these amazing things. But then there are the moments that we sit and realize that everything that we've built and done, you know, as a family at this home is gone, and not including our communities, the places we love are gone.
And you and your family were actually in the home when the storm hit.
Yes, I'm a Floridian. You know, we've ridden out hurricanes before. I rode out Hurricane Opal back when I was 8 years old. So we stayed and we were watching out the door. I was watching my fence go, which then I kind of got scared because I'm thinking, why is our fence going? And then my pear tree went, and then like a giant oak started to go. So I took our toddler and my grandmother and my mother and went and hid in the closet or in the bathroom.
Uh-huh.
And my husband held the front door shut to our home from the inside, and my grandfather held the back door so that way it the hurricane wouldn't come through there, blow that, you know, all up, and then tear the roof completely off the house to save our lives, basically.
And what happened to the house?
My daughter's bedroom's completely gone. I mean, our roof is basically gone. It's still like sitting there, but there's nothing else to it besides it. It's sitting there. Our house is pretty much an entire loss. We've had water everywhere. All of our furniture, everything like that is gone. We've salvaged what little bit of clothes. I work in medical marketing, so I grabbed my scrubs. My husband grabbed his law enforcement uniforms. And then we tried to come back the following days and get anything that we can. But it's getting more and more dangerous because it just keeps collapsing every time we go in there.
And your husband's a police officer. So has he been having to respond to emergencies elsewhere?
He is actually at a shelter right now. So he is helping residents, you know, try to get their lives back together. And he's at a shelter. But of course, if there's an emergency, then he has to respond if he gets called out somewhere else.
Do you have the basic supplies that you need at this point?
We do. Thankfully, we've had family and friends that have gathered around us to get us everything we need. And we joke because I buy in bulk and it drives my husband nuts.
Mm-hmm.
But in this case, since it was in the garage, we have enough shampoo and everything. He's thankful that I'm, you know, bought in bulk at that point.
Wow. Wow.
We have basic necessities.
How much help are you getting from the government right now? We've seen the politicians there, state politicians. President Trump is in the area today. Are you getting what you need from state and federal government?
We haven't received any federal assistance. I've applied for FEMA. I was on the phone with them till late last night, so we haven't received anything. We're trying to get assistance because our home, we're being jerked around by our insurance companies. We had two to cover our home in case of a situation like this, and now both of them are trying not to pay us.
Hmm.
So we're trying really hard to hold on to something good, and hopefully FEMA is going to come through and help us.
After this experience, and you said you've been through Opal as well, that was back in 1995, do you feel like leaving the area?
No, absolutely not. We will not leave. This is home for us. I grew up here. I went to high school here and everything else. And we're not going to leave. We're going to help rebuild. As soon as we figure out our situation and what we're going to do, then we're going to get to work on someone else's needs and help them. So we're not leaving.
What's it like to walk around there right now?
A war zone. We have people, and I know a lot of rumors have gone around, especially since people don't have cell service, but you know, there are a ton of looters. There's looters everywhere. I know police shot one at least.
Hmm.
So there's been looters. People are afraid. You know, at night there's no lights whatsoever. It's completely dark. So people are having to go to sleep with their gun right next to them because they don't know if someone's going to try to enter their home or not. So it's scary. And we're beating daylight every single day because I get up, try to go to our house, get, like today I'm going to get dishes. Thankfully I have help coming from Dallas, Texas. They're coming to help me get dishes out of the house, and then we're going to shut it up and be done with our house, what little bit is left if it doesn't collapse fully.
That's Brittany Cole. She and her family, including a three-year-old daughter, are in Panama City recovering from Hurricane Michael. They lost their home. Brittany, thank you so much, and good luck to you.
Thank you.
An important story, and we will continue to follow the recovery from Hurricane Michael.